Okay, I'm going to get us started right on time. So I want to thank you all for getting up bright and early this morning and joining us. Each of our sessions for the Spirit of 1848 this year build on and really push beyond this year's APHA theme of health in all policies. Today you'll hear presentations that critically examine teaching about the intersection of health equity and policies. This includes teaching both in and outside of academic settings. You'll see on this slide that we have a variety of sessions that the Spirit of 1848 offers. Many of them happened yesterday, but there still is the opportunity to attend our integrative session right after this in this room. You don't even have to leave. Critical work on health equity in all policies, history, data, pedagogy, and action. Then our student poster presentations are at 12:30 today. This is a great opportunity to see young students, older students, students across various disciplines engaging with social justice and public health. And then if you're interested, our Spirit of 1848 Caucus Business and Labor Meeting is this evening at 6:30. We really encourage participation of anybody to come and join and see how our caucus works and give input about the work that we do next year and beyond. So I want to let everybody know that our presenters have nothing to disclose here. And I just want to tell you a little bit quickly about the Spirit of 1848. We have a listserv that you are free to we encourage you to sign up for, and a web page so you can really learn about the work that we do. And new at APHA is that we're actually required to have a count of our dues-paying APHA members. You don't actually have to pay dues to be part of the Spirit of 1848, but we want to get a good count of who is part of APHA and involved with our caucus. And if you're here today and you identify with us, that makes you part of our caucus. So you can sign up over here to be part of our listserv and get more involved with the Spirit of 1848. And there's also a way for you to add the Spirit of 1848 as one part of your profile at APHA, and we encourage you to do that as well. And then we'll be able to tell APHA all the great people that are involved with our work. So I'm just going to give you a very quick introduction to what you'll be hearing today. Like I said, we're really focusing on progressive pedagogy, health equity, and all policies. First up, we'll have a presentation from the Health Impact Partners on their public health and equity cohort for emerging leaders in public health agencies. And then we'll actually hear more about how we can promote health equity in public health agencies when we hear about the Health in All Policies approach in the state of Minnesota, which has served as a springboard for the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials President's Challenge. After that, we'll hear an inspiring talk about the work that's happening at the Satcher Health Leadership Institute, Health Equity, Health Policy Leadership Fellows Program. And then our final presentation, we'll hear about how students at the University of Washington Community-Oriented Public Health Program have advocated their program adopt principles related to undoing institutional racism. So we have a lot of great presentations that are really getting at pedagogy in a variety of different settings and with different audiences. So now I'm going to introduce our first presenter, Lily Farhang. She's the co-director of Health Impact Partners in Oakland, California. Lily works with community organizations, government agencies, and others to reconceptualize how health is understood and how we can collaboratively improve health by taking action in land use, transportation, housing, incarceration, and labor domains. Lily is one of the first practitioners of health impact assessments in the U.S. and is responsible for implementing the public health and equity cohort you'll hear about today. So I'll bring Lily up now.